Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo!
Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Anna Kendrick coming up in a little bit. Big Hollywood star on with us. Be pretty fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's all go around the room and share a little something. He is in a band. He's the father of 4 boys. This next person is no stranger to loud noise. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
So the other morning I was making a bagel, put some cream cheese on it, and the bagel had nuts in it. And I started eating it, still chewing it, and I was like, oh, I got to take my medicine. So I got some Sudafed because I've had some nose stuff going on. I put the Sudafed in, I drink the water, and I keep chewing my bagel. And I didn't realize that one of the Sudafeds was still in there. So I thought it was a nut. I chew on it, and it's like, yeah, the most disgusting taste ever. And I chewed it for like 10 seconds straight. Guys, I felt like I could not get that taste out of my mouth for a whole minute.
Ugh.
Really? So even bitter. Even though you drank water, it wouldn't go down?
Oh, it's just disgusting. Have you ever chewed on an aspirin before?
It's awful.
It's so bad.
I think we can all taste that in our minds right now, where it's just like, ew, golly.
Oh, I hated it.
So, you good, though?
My hangy-bangy?
Yeah, everything. Are you 100% back?
No, I would say I'm about 95% back.
Close.
I'm never over 95%.
Yeah, 100%. You always got a little something going on.
After about age 35, you don't get 100 anymore. It is what it is. All right, Eddie, thank you very much. This next person's game plan on making PBJs is a bit suspicious, but in his world, even though they're gross, they're still delicious. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
I just want to say, guys, I'm officially the last person on my street with Christmas lights still on. Woo, 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 woo! That's right. It is official. I drove up and down my street yesterday, and if they have them up, they have them turned off. Mine are up, and they are on. I am the winner. I am the winner.
Oh, you're the winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they know they were playing a game against you?
Absolutely not. They had no idea, but I outlasted everybody. Woo, woo, woo!
So what does your wife say? Does she want you to take them down now?
Yeah. She's like, all right. It's been on, like, it's over. And I'm like, but we are the winners!
Well, last year, I, like, paid him to keep him up.
Yeah, yeah, because I got
high. I'm not doing that this year. Last year, the neighbor came out and said, hey.
Something about he said energy shortage or something. I don't even know
He just wanted you to take him down.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's a little energy shortage. You still got him up in the middle of January. And I was like, who are you, Einstein? Like
Einstein.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, didn't he have something to do with that?
No.
Energy short? I don't know. Anyway, good for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, up next, she thinks iced coffee is the best, but she comes in without a lid, and sometimes she spills it and makes a mess. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Okay, so I have a strawberry hack. In case you've got kids like mine that don't want to eat a strawberry that just looks a little wonky, it's not moldy. It's not bad. You don't need to throw it out, but it just looks meh. Well, you can put it in an ice bath for 20 minutes. And it comes out revived.
You're going to do that for a strawberry? You're going to do a 20-minute ice bath for a gross strawberry?
Lots of strawberries. I'm just saying several can look that way. And Instead of throwing them out, if you want to still try to get your kids to eat them, revive them in the ice bath. It may work. It worked on my kids, and they ended up eating them.
I just probably make a smoothie.
Yeah, throw them in there.
Something like that.
She's right, though. Kids are so picky. If they look a little damaged, yeah, they won't eat them.
So what does the ice bath do, though?
It somehow revives the strawberry.
It takes it the mold out.
Yeah, it makes it the color come back a little bit. It makes it look better.
What do you mean ice bath?
There's no mold.
Like a bowl?
Or there's no mold. Yes, a bowl with ice and water.
Oh, I was thinking the bathtub.
Me too. I was you gotta run a bathtub?
No. Put
ice in it? An athlete gets in after a practice. I was like, that's just too much for a strawberry.
I should back up. Strawberries are really, really tiny. So
I'm familiar with what strawberries size are.
Yeah. A simple bowl.
You're making fun of us, Amy.
Yeah, she's like, guys, you don't understand. Strawberries, here's my fingers. This is the size they are.
Right. So that's all you need.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
There it is. All right, Ray, let's go.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves Laffy Taffy candy, and the other day he went to Arkansas and Vandy, Bobby Bones.
Hey, go to the basketball game. It's a bad one now. So, you know, we lost our bet as a show. We drew, and before the football season, we all put money in, and then we drew for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's who we had. We didn't pick them. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
I didn't pick them.
So
I didn't pick them.
Of the teams remaining this weekend, I got a name full of them. So who wants in for $20?
I'm
me,
in.
Me.
Well, we're going to draw, though, as a group. I'll make the bet. And if we win, we'll then win.
Okay. Question. But,
yeah.
Are we going to do it like we did at the beginning of the year where we draw a name and we decide, oh, we don't want that one, we go to the next one?
It's
going to
be the one team we draw.
Okay.
Oh, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. You can be in or not.
Oh, I'm in.
But
no, I'm
$20, let me know. Who's it? Mike? Raise your hand if you're in so I can count real quick.
In.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. There's eight of us. Ray, anybody in the glass room want in for $20?
I'm in. Steve's in.
Is anybody, over there in the other room?
Abby's in.
Abby's in.
Okay. All right, here we go. So I'm going to draw. No.
Let's go, baby.
Amy, you draw.
Oh, come on.
Amy, get the Cowboys,
get
please.
Get the 49ers, Amy. We need the 49ers.
You want me to draw because if it's a bad one, they're going to be mad at me.
No,
and
come on.
One more.
I'll Amy, you pick Tampa Bay.
Yeah, pick the 49ers, Amy. We need the 49ers.
Don't open it yet, okay?
Come on, Amy.
I'm logging into my DraftKings account.
Yes.
By the way, go to DraftKings.com and put in Bobby Sports and get the okay.
Did you look at it?
Not yet.
I did not.
Okay.
So I'm pulling up NFL. Amy, what team did you draw?
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I have no idea.
But you have to give me the money. You've already committed.
We're in.
Okay, go ahead. Open it.
I did. San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's a good bet.
That's who we want.
So it's plus 450 if I have that right.
Wait, how'd you know that? Did I have it written down somewhere?
It's on the sheet.
Oh, it is.
Did you think I would know that?
Well, I keep all that stuff for a sports show that happens today.
See? Right
okay.
here. Check it out.
San Francisco right now are plus 450. And how much money do we have total? 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 20, 40, $200?
Well, I think there's even more.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13 then.
McGinnity.
Okay, so that's $260. So if we bet I need your money, but we bet 260, that pays $1,400.
Yeah!
Okay, everybody
go.
Let's
go vacay.
Guys.
What, Eddie?
Okay, $1,400.
We can lose our money like this weekend. Immediately.
Why are you negative?
Why don't we ever get the Cowboys?
Because they're going against the boys.
So stupid. This weekend, they play the Cowboys.
You got to give me $20. Bet's in.
No negative energy allowed.
Bet's in.
Or you're out.
Oh, you're going to have it. Oh, I'm out? This is a stupid bet. No, this is the worst bet I've ever heard in my life.
You're already in, buddy.
Dang it.
All right, so that's our bet. We're now 49. This is a 49er show.
No, it's not.
Either way, we still got a dog in the race.
Yeah.
But I want the Cowboys to win, too.
I know you do, Bones.
All right, we're a 49er show now. I'll take the money as soon as the segment's over. Let's go now and start the show. Everybody feel good?
No.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Do you have an internal monologue? If so, can you hear the tone of your voice? Like when you're talking out loud and you're angry, is your tone different in your thoughts? Some people do not have an internal monologue, and this could quite possibly validate men when they answer the famous question, what are you thinking? And they answer, nothing. Some people even see their thoughts out in front of them, like the good doctor does. What is true for you? Very respectfully, Jessica Outley. I don't know the good doctor, but I'm assuming he sees the words out in front of him when that's what they're talking. I definitely have myself that talks to me in my head. And if I'm thinking something, I'll do thinking right now. So I'll go 3, 2, 1, and it'll be my thinking voice. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I wonder if you'd eat that cereal right now. Well, man, I really do want the cereal. And I feel like if I can just really limit the sugar tomorrow,
in my stomach. But you know, one, you're not going to feel good tomorrow. And Caitlin's going to say, I told you not to eat that sugar. I'm eating the cereal. Okay. That's my monologue talks to each other. I have two of me's, actually.
And this whole time, you're just staring into space while you're
having
the conversation?
Nothing is coming out of my mouth.
Wow.
It's weird to do that out loud because I have battling monologues. Yeah. So I guess that would be a dialogue, but it would be like two, yeah.
A full-on debate.
I have a dot, yeah. Weird. I never thought about it like that, but I do. It's like the angel and the devil in the cartoon, one on his shoulder. Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like. I don't see words out in front of me, but I do have two of me's in there convincing me which way to go. And there's always one fighting for the other thing, even if it's very, very, very light. It's like, man, I don't want to work out today. Well, you probably should. Well, since you're whispering, you probably agree.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah. Or it's like, no, suck it up. You'll be much happier when you did. But yeah, that's great. I have two of me's in there. Amy, what's your deal?
Oh, yeah. I have talked to myself all the time. In my head, by myself, out loud.
Oh, like, yeah. No, oh, no, that's called.
well, I do it. And I guess this is interesting. I've never really thought about my different tones, but I don't really go back and forth with myself so much as like if I'm like, frustrated with myself, just I have that tone. Mm-hmm. And then I have the high five yourself, you did it.
I often ask people whose English is their second language what language they dream in.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with a guy recently who's from Mexico, and I was like, he's been in the country like 11 years. And I was like, do you dream in English yet? And he was like, oh, I've never been asked that before. And he said, yeah, sometimes, but mostly still Spanish.
Wow.
Lunchbox, do you have anything in?
I think about, oh, here we go again. Whenever my wife starts saying something or you guys start.
But do you have like a voice inside of you that you can hear but not out loud?
No. No.
Holy, I thought everybody.
I'm just like chilling. Like, I don't really think about much.
Straight chilling.
Yeah. Eddie?
Oh, yeah. My voice is encouraging mostly. Like, it's kind of like my advice voice. Like, it'll tell me stuff like, you know, like, hey, come on, you can do that. Playing golf all the time. Like, hey, man, just settle your arms down, get your hands right, and hit the ball. All the time. And it's never like.
Mostly encouragement? Mine's always like, you're stupid and ugly and everybody hates you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You guys need to see someone if you're talking to yourself.
No,
like that.
It's normal.
Like, you're having a conversation with yourself in your head. Like, that is weird.
Jessica, as you can see, we're all a little different there. I appreciate that. We've never talked about that before. So thank you for the email. And if you guys want to email us, you can at any time. Morgan, what's the email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
We've all found something through the week. We bring it in. We kind of share it. Pretty fun. I like this segment. Now, mine's not super fun, as in you're going to get some laughs, but I didn't know this. So, Jonestown cult, back in the day, there was a cult. They were down in Mexico, South America.
South America, yeah.
And the big thing is the guy made them drink the Kool-Aid, and they all died. That's why the saying is, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Correct.
You ever hear that?
Don't yeah.
So, oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. The cult, they had them all drink Kool-Aid and they all died.
Is that Jim Jones?
Mm-hmm,
he didn't drink the Kool-Aid, right? No, I remember that.
No, he fled.
So the hundreds of Jonestown cult members who killed themselves in 1978 didn't actually drink poison Kool-Aid. They drank poison Flavor-Aid.
Oh, the generic brand.
And Kool-Aid still got all the credit.
Oh. Wow. Dang.
But is it good credit?
Well, yeah, and that, Kool-Aid didn't do anything wrong.
No,
I know, but still.
Should we change it to
Hold on.
Just think if it was don't drink the Flavor-Aid. Would know Flavor-Aid. It could have rose in popularity. It would take over. The Flavor-Aid man's busting through a house going, I'm the Flavor-Aid man.
I didn't realize there was two different brands. I thought Kool-Aid was just Kool-Aid and that was it.
No, Kool-Aid is a brand. It's like Kleenex.
Correct.
I knew that one.
Flavor-Aid is a generic Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Right.
So that's mine. Okay, Amy.
Bruce Lee had the sweat glands removed from his underarms because he thought that it being dark under there would look bad on camera. And they say it was likely a contributing factor to his death several months later.
That's drastic.
I didn't know you can do that.
Me either.
Me neither.
That wasn't very fun.
Oof, we're over two. I mean, listen.
Oh, man.
I just thought,
I didn't know you can remove your sweat glands. I mean, I guess you can remove anything, but he didn't think he'd be like really cool as a fighter with sweaty armpits or what?
Weird.
Guess not.
All right. Let's go over to Morgan.
Research found that chimpanzees recognize the butts of their relatives just as well as humans recall familiar faces.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if that's why they get up in the butt. Obviously, the smell.
They do like the butt.
But I wonder if that's part of it, too. Like, oh, I right. Oh, yeah.
That's my cousin. Yeah. That's my cousin,
that's Aunt Sally.
That's a Willie. Eddie?
Yeah, did you know that an ant cannot die from falling? So due to their lightweight and their rock-hard exoskeleton, you can go to the top of the Empire State Building, drop an ant, and they can land and just keep walking.
Has someone tried that?
I don't know.
How do you find it? Because it's so small, you won't even
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, I was like, it's going to blow away.
I thought that was crazy.
That is pretty cool. It's so light. Wow. All right, Lunchbox, wrap it. I'm sure yours has to do with poop or pee or something. It always does. Go ahead.
Hey, you're right onto something. Don't we all love baby koalas? They're so cute. But did you know what their mom feeds them? Poop. That's right, because later in life, it helps them digest leaves, and so the poop prepares them for later in life. Huh. Ah! Okay. That's crazy!
He laughs like Alf. Or Pee-wee Herman.
I got this book that's called You're Not the Worst Mom in the World, and it shares all the things that animals do to their kids. And it's supposed to be, if you're feeling down as a mom, you can flip through that and be like, oh, well, at least I don't feed my kid poop.
Exactly.
But actually, I didn't know the reason behind it, and they're preparing their digestion.
Yeah, it helps them break down the leaves later in life, whatever these leaves they eat.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder where he finds these. Is it just Google poop
facts? I don't Google poop facts.
No.
I don't
Google poop facts. I Google fun facts.
Okay.
About?
Oh, fun poop facts.
Poop and pee, yeah. Yes.
Fun Fact Friday.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A bunch of family and friends gathered together at Napoli's Brick Oven Pizza to celebrate a kid that was turning 2 years old, Maverick Hill. These parents were putting it on for everybody. They're like, we got this. We're going to pay. Everybody enjoy. They go to pay the bill. Some strangers at the restaurant saw that they were hosting a birthday party for their 2-year-old, and they covered the bill anonymously.
That's a big bill.
Man,
they said
that
they had kids of their own. They know how it can be, and they just wanted to do something kind. And I got a clip of the parents talking about it.
It really touched us. It really just had a really big impact.
And it was just an act of kindness that you just don't run into every day. And, you know, we're mindful to pay it forward as we can.
So we had a debate about a 1-year-old's birthday party because the dad said, 1-year-old, they're not going to remember it. Why do we have it? A 2-year-old's birthday party. Any difference there, Eddie?
I mean, they're a year older. I don't remember anything before I was 5, so they're not going to remember it, but a little more. They have friends at that point now.
At 2?
Neighborhood kids, whatever.
They have any now. Neighborhood kids at 2?
You know, some kids. I'm not saying like 10 kids.
Because your parents make you hang out. I don't know that at that point, are you like, I got to go.
No, call you don't play. Friend. You know who they are, but you're not like, hey, can I go to Timmy's house?
Right.
Okay, that's a great story, though. I don't
want to
take away from it. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's easy trivia. Don't miss, but it's so easy. Up first, Eddie. The category is places in the city.
Oh.
What's the name of a place you go to see a lot of animals?
Oh, you go to the zoo.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of a place you go to fuel your car?
A gas station.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the place you go to watch the movies?
A movie theater.
Yep. Lunchbox, what's the name of the place you go to buy groceries?
Grocery store.
Nice job. See how easy that was?
That's easy, man.
That's so easy. Right now, Lunchbox won, Eddie won. Amy and Morgan have yet to score this season. But Eddie is wearing the tiara because he is the champion.
Champ is here.
That's right. Don't miss it because you will get boned. And when you get boned, you hear this right here.
You've been boned.
Ready to play?
Ready.
Eddie, you're first since you are the champion. What member of the show has an honorary doctorate from the University of Arkansas?
That is Bobby Bones.
That's correct. The category is colleges of the Bobby Bones Show. Morgan, what member of the show has a degree from Texas A&M?
That's Amy.
Correct. Amy, what member of the show went to Sam Houston State University?
That would be Eddie.
Correct.
Eat him up.
What member of the show graduated from Kansas State, Lunchbox?
Morgan, number 2.
That is correct. Nice job, everybody. Wow. The next category is women of the 90s.
Oh.
Eddie, who sings My Heart Will Go On?
That is Celine Dion.
That is correct. Morgan, who sings Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Shania Twain.
Good. Amy, over to you. Mm-hmm. Who sings Genie in a Bottle?
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Lunchbox, who sings Baby One More Time?
That's my girl, Britney Spears.
That is correct. All right, we're moving on. Nobody's out yet. It's amazing. The category is boy bands.
Oh, man.
Eddie, what 90s boy band was made up of the brothers Isaac, Taylor, and Zach?
Ooh, that is Hanson.
Correct. Good job.
Oof.
Morgan, Nick Carter's a part of what boy band?
Oh, yeah.
Nick Carter is a part of what boy band?
Backstreet Boys.
Correct.
Yes.
Amy, what boy band is made up of the brothers Kevin, Joe, and Nick?
They're all brothers?
Kevin, Joe, and Nick.
98 Degrees.
Incorrect.
You've been
Oh, my gosh. The brothers. Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers. You said that.
Why am I thinking Nick Lachey? I hate myself. Never mind.
No, don't be hard on yourself.
I am.
Yeah, don't. You're going to stop that this year.
Lunchbox.
That was your resolution.
Joey Fatone was a member of what boy band? Joey Fatone.
Oh, man. He has to be NSYNC, right? NSYNC.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
We are down to three.
Oh, man.
The category is Pixar.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts is featured in what Pixar movie?
That's Eddie. Cars.
Correct. Miguel is the name of what main character? The kid in 2017's Pixar movie blank.
Coco.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the three-letter name of Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story?
Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story?
The three-letter name of Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story.
Dang. Oh, man. In Toy Story. Okay. Jed.
Sid.
You've been boned.
No idea. That was hard.
All right, here we go.
Did you know that one, guys?
No. Oh, yeah, Sid.
You two did, Morgan,
yeah.
Eddie?
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't think so.
All right.
You got eliminated. I'm sorry, Amy.
I can't talk about it.
That wasn't even a hard one. Either.
I know.
Sometimes you like complain at me and you're like, that was hard.
I know. I'm not complaining.
Well, I complained. Mine was hard.
I actually was complaining to myself.
Mine was hard.
Guys, can we get this game over with?
The category is square roots.
Oh no. Why this would you bad. Do that? You know I don't know square roots.
Between Eddie and Morgan for the championship.
This is going to be a disaster for both of them.
I don't even know what a square root is.
Oh, Morgan,
over
I believe
and over.
In you. You can do it.
I don't know if I do.
Eddie, what's the square root of 9?
There isn't one. It's like 4.5.
Is your answer 4.5?
Yeah.
You've been boned.
Why would you throw something out that there's not even a chance that's right?
Wait, is 9 have a square root?
Yes.
Don't say what a square root is, though. Because
oh yeah, okay. Don't say it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's incorrect, Eddie.
If I lose to this again,
I'll come back with an answer in a second.
I'm gonna hate myself.
Morgan, what's the square root of 16?
4.
Correct, winner.
See, that's fair though!
Number
times itself, not doubled itself.
So, Eddie, what's the square root of 36?
So, a 6.
Right. So, the question was, what's the square root of 9?
3.
Correct. What's the square root of 64?
8.
Yes.
Idiot.
Morgan, nice job.
Woo!
Nice win.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Oh, that feels good.
Love to see
Everybody cheered so hard against Eddie.
Dude, I knew.
Well, I mean, we don't want to take him 2-1 lead.
You're the Sid of the show.
I am the Sid.
Wow. A voicemail from Andy in Virginia.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio. Who is employee of the month for December? There was some really good stuff. Can't wait for the announcement of when that's going to be announced. But great job. Have a fun day. Love your show.
We weren't here enough in December. We're out 2 weeks for vacation with the holidays. There will be no employee of the month. But what happened in December, that little sliver will roll over into January.
Oh,
we'll have the employee of the month for January at the end of it.
Perfect.
Good. Dylan from Reno, Nevada, left this voicemail.
My wife's been on the show 3 times for calling in, and she rubs it in my face when I get home. And I'm the one that tells her that she's on the show. She doesn't even hear her first. So I just wonder if you can play this on the radio so I can tell her stuck it.
You got it, buddy.
He got her.
That's for you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So whenever you watch Titanic, are you one of the people that thought Jack and Rose could have both fit on the door at the end.
I think so, but maybe I only thought that because everybody wouldn't stop talking about it after the movie was over.
Yeah, it's a huge debate.
I think mostly I was like, it's weird that me and my friend Scotty came to this movie on Valentine's Day. That's mostly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that is weird.
But we wanted to see it, so why?
During a recent panel discussion, James Cameron said that it's not a door. It's a piece of wood paneling from the first class cabin. So he also did a forensic examination to settle the debate as to whether or not two people could have fit on it and it stayed buoyant and held them up. And
yeah, they spent too much money figuring this out.
Yeah.
Well, he just, I guess, was probably tired of people being like, why is this how it ended? They could have both fit. And he's like, nope. Forensically, they could not.
I'm looking at Jack hanging off the side of the board now, and I still think he could have fit.
Oh, really? So you're on that side of the debate.
Well, even he's holding on to it and it's floating, just hold on to it.
No, but he was cold.
Yeah.
He should have gotten out of the water. I think that's what killed him.
But they could have traded places. And now you get in the water for a little bit while he warms back up.
Now that's smart.
Nobody asked me. I do a little research there.
If this is interesting to you, well, there's a whole special on National Geographic coming up on February 5th called Titanic, 25 Years Later.
Oh, but not all about the door. I was like, man, they're really scraping for content.
No, they'll
Titanic,
talk about that, though.
3 hours. Could they fit on the door?
No, but that's kind of crazy. We were seeing the movie 25 years ago, too. You and Scotty. Okay, I've got a really cool story as to why you maybe need to buy a parrot.
Because, but I can't think of anything. Parrots are stupid. And I like all animals, but nope.
Okay, I was reading about this murder trial where this guy, Martin Durham, was shot and killed in his own home. Alongside him was his wife, Glenna, who also had a single gunshot wound, but she didn't die. And so they concluded that, like, was she trying to commit suicide? Did she kill him? And then that was like a double thing, or what happened? Well, the parrot went to live with his ex-wife after everything, and the parrot started saying, "Don't shoot, don't shoot." And so now they know that the wife is the one that shot him. It wasn't an intruder. Like, it was, like, well, at least that's what they're saying.
I would have trained before the murder the parrot to say something like, "Please don't shoot me and my husband. We're in this together." And then
I've never seen you before.
Then I would have done the murder. Why are you wearing a mask?
He also said a bad word in there.
That's next level. It is. So that's why I would get a parrot, to cover up for whatever crime I was going to commit.
And lastly, a fun story from Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife. She was sharing this epic mom fail that she had in the school pickup line. She was at her office and there was a bottle of Tito's there and she wanted to take it home. So she threw it in the back of her car, a big handle of Tito's vodka. And when she went to pick up the kids at school, a bunch of kids were getting in the car and the bottle rolled out in the pickup line, shattered everywhere, glass, vodka. Yes, and a teacher was running over to help. He's like, and she's like, no, I got this. And she's like, it's vodka. And she just was mortified and embarrassed because all these parents in line. And I mean, if you're ever in one of those lines, there's so much anxiety because it's efficient. You got to keep it moving.
I got that real good for you. Good.
In the back seat.
Yeah, in the back seat of mine.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Yeah. Good.
Jennifer wanted to make her this Christmas, wanted to give her kids something cool, so she grabbed some lottery tickets, stuffed them in their stockings like, oh, Merry Christmas. Well, her daughter Caitlin finally got around to scratching it off. Scratch, scratch, scratch. And she won $1 million.
Oh.
$1 million.
That's crazy.
And Caitlin said, oh, don't worry, I'm going to split it with my twin sister and my parents. Why?
If you got this ticket, would you split it with anybody?
No chance.
Not your mom?
No. I understand. If my mom gave me a ticket, that's her present to me. If Santa Claus gave me the ticket, I'm not going to call Santa and be like, hey, Santa, you need some money because we won.
Call Santa.
Let's break this down. If you win the million, you're getting about $600,000.
Yeah, and then you split it, you're only getting $300,000. Then she's going to split it with her sister and her parents.
$150
So
each.
She's only getting $150. She went from a millionaire to a $150.
She was never a millionaire because she was getting $600. She went from $600 to $150. Yes, big difference.
She's giving up $500,000.
What if they all need it, though?
Ooh. Yeah, and for some people, it feels good to
share.
They
can come over and visit.
Oh.
I'll buy them a dinner.
I'm not sure you would. It's a great story by her. A lot of generosity. I love it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.